Support workers in Prince George schools are facing ongoing workplace violence, according to CUPE 3742 President Paula Bass. She spoke about the risk of workplace violence at the school district number 57, SD 57, public board meeting Tuesday. Bass began by acknowledging workplace violence as not just an issue facing SD 57 but a trend that is seen across BC and Canada. "Let me start by saying this in no way condemns SD 57. I believe that everyone from senior administration down cares about their staff, their students, and their community." She cited a recent Workplace BC report that indicated workplace violence has gone up by 25% in the past 5 years and found workers in the field of education were second only to those in healthcare. Bass then asked her CUPE membership for input and received over 100 responses. "I recognize the fact that some of our students have diagnosis and trauma that makes zero violence unattainable," said Bass. "Many things we face would not be tolerated in other professions, yet we are asked to face it time and time again." She said this is a problem of sustained abuse, which has a psychological impact. "Imagine you are a support worker in the district and you wake up and you are dreading going to work. The student you've been working with swears at you all the time and calls you names. Calls you fat, stupid, lazy, that they want to kill you," said Bass. "It might not affect you on day 1, 15, 30 or 45, but it does have a huge impact eventually on your mental health. So what do you do? The student belongs in school, has complex issues, and needs supports, but you yourself are suffering. You are mentally tired, drained and feeling alone." Bass asked that the trustees work to find ways to improve recruitment and retention in the district as vacant support positions leads to a more difficult and hard to manage workload, which contributes to burnout. "We need adequate support for each and every student in this district. Simply put, there's not enough of us." She said schools need resource teachers to be available, and more youth care and Indigenous education workers are needed in schools. Bass suggested the board also reach out to other districts to find out what's working to address this problem in their districts. "I want Prince George to be a shining example for other districts to look up to. That is what I am asking."